One thing I've been on my soapbox about lately, well, one of the many things that I've been on my soapbox about, because let's just be honest, when it comes to sharing my passion for health and wellness, I'm jumping on my soapbox pretty regularly these days. But one of my most recent rants is about protein. Now, you ladies already know protein has countless benefits, especially for my crew over 40 and 50. Protein is just an essential for us. But it can be a real challenge to get the amount of protein that you need on a daily basis. So many of us, self included, we use some kind of protein supplement to help meet our daily protein needs. But how good are these protein supplements? And I'm specifically talking about protein powders. Are they really worth the investment? Because let's be honest about that, it is getting super expensive to buy groceries, let alone supplements. So is it really worth our investment in money? Well, stick around because I'm going to give you my 2 cents worth on if you should include protein powder in your daily lineup or not. So let's get into some protein, shall we? Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition, weight loss, and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only had more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now, hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I'm your host, LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition, weight loss, and accountability coach, and I am pumped to be here with you on this marvelous Monday. Although I have to say that this time change, y'all, this time change is really doing a number on me. If you are in an area or a state in the US where you lost an hour of sleep, I want to know, how is the time change treating you? Because for me, I'm going to be honest, quite frankly, this year it really, really sucks. I do not recall a year when I have ever felt this tired. I mean, I did some things to prepare for it, like, I went to bed early the night before. I actually went to bed early a couple of nights before, but your girl, I'm on the struggle bus for real. I mean, I am struggling. I've had to take a couple of 10 to 20 minute power naps during the day just to make it through. And fortunately, I'm blessed that I can do that during the day because if I was still doing the corporate thing, I know I would have had to found like a conference room or a supply closet or take a nap in my car because I am struggling. So if you are struggling too, I see you and I feel you. And if you're still struggling like me, I want you to commit with me that you're going to be uber focused on getting to bed on time, staying hydrated throughout the day, and taking a power nap if you can, because trust me, they work. So hopefully we can navigate this time change together. All right, so let's get into some protein. Let's talk about using protein powder as a supplement to your diet. And two things I want to point out when I say the word diet. First, I'm just talking about the food you consume on a regular basis. I'm not talking about diet as in calorie restriction. And second, when I say using protein as a supplement, I mean just that. In addition to what you're eating on a regular basis, you're using the protein powder to supplement those foods. And I'm going to come back to that point a little bit later into the podcast. So let's talk about protein powders. Are they good? Are they bad? Should we use them? Should we use whey? Should we use whey isolate? Should we use vegan? I mean, when I say there are hundreds, and hundreds of protein powder options. Whew, I do not remember there being so many options when I first started taking protein. And I definitely don't remember them tasting as good as they do now. I mean, protein powder has come a long, long way. So I don't want to bore you with the history of protein powders or give you a lesson on how they're all made. But what I do want to do is give you a high level of awareness of some things that you should be aware of if A, you're already using protein powder, or if B, you want to incorporate them into your diet, but you get overwhelmed with all of the choices. And trust me, I know it can be overwhelming because as I mentioned in a few episodes back, I've been experiencing some digestion issues and I've eliminated some foods and added them back into my diet to see how I respond. And I found that one of the foods that I was heavily consuming was a certain protein powder supplement. And when I say I loved this protein, I have been in a love affair with this protein for about 15 years or so. But ladies, this protein, it did not love me back. It did not love me back. It was doing a number on my stomach, especially when it comes to bloating. I mean, the bloating was the absolute worst. And I didn't realize this until I stopped taking it and then I added it back in. So first, let me pause and say that this might not be the case for everyone. And it wasn't always the case for me. Like I said, I've been using it for several years and I don't ever recall being this bloated or feeling so uncomfortable after drinking it or adding it to something that I was eating, like Greek yogurt. So it could have been a combination of me getting older, or maybe the formula has changed, or both. But whatever the case is, when I pinpointed that this particular protein was the culprit for me, or one of the culprits, I did some research on the ingredients, not only in this particular protein, but in some brands overall. I just did some research on protein ingredients in general. So I digressed a bit, but I felt that it was important for me to explain how I got to this point. So let's talk about the different types of proteins, the benefits, and things for you to consider. So you already know that there are many reasons why you should prioritize protein. And if you don't, or if you've forgotten, don't worry. I've linked a previous episode in the show notes that explains why. But it can be really hard, as I said earlier, to get in the amount of protein that you need on a daily basis for your specific goals, be it weight loss or weight gain or weight maintenance, whatever your goals are, it's sometimes hard to get in the amount of protein that we need. So that's where protein powder or protein supplements come into play. And I'm going to be using protein powder, protein supplement interchangeably. But for this specific episode, I'm talking about protein powder. All right. So again, I'm not going to give you a lecture on protein, but I want to give you enough info so that with your own additional research, you can make an informed decision about the type of protein you may consider adding into your diet if you're not already, or take note of the kind that you're currently consuming. Now, the most common types of proteins are casein, whey, pea, soy, hemp, egg, and rice protein. Now, of course, there may be others, but these are the ones that are most commonly referred to when people are talking about protein powders. And I also linked a great article in the show notes for your reference, so take a look at that when you get an opportunity, but here's a quick breakdown of each. The first is whey protein, which comes from dairy milk, and it contains all the essential amino acids and is typically digested quickly. The second protein is casein. It also comes from dairy milk, and for the most part, it is easily digested, and it is also rich in amino acids as well. Now, casein protein is absorbed at a slower rate, so some people use this one if they want to feel fuller longer. This is typically a good choice for that purpose. Now, the third protein on the list is a vegan protein and one that I've started using recently, which is pea protein. And it is said to contain all of the essential amino acids. Now, doing my research, I found some conflicting information on that. So you may want to do your research on that as well. But for the most part, it contains all of the, I shouldn't say for the most part, it is said to contain all of the essential amino acids. Next up is soy protein, which of course is made from soybean, and it is also considered a complete protein, and it is quickly absorbed by the body. Now, the fifth one on the list is hemp protein, and it's made from the seeds of a plant of the Cannabis sativa species. Now, it is free from THC, which is the chemical responsible for a marijuana's psychoactive effects, so it is safe to consume. Now, again, this one is a complete protein that contains all of the amino acids as well as fiber, omega-3 fatty acids, micronutrients, as well as antioxidants. Now, the sixth one on the list is egg protein, and it's made, of course, from eggs, but it's made by removing the yolks from the eggs, then dehydrating and pasteurizing the whites. And rounding out this list, number seven is rice protein, which comes from, you guessed it, rice. But brown rice typically has more protein, so brown rice is commonly used for rice protein powder. So with all of these different proteins, why are there so many different proteins and which ones do you choose? That's probably some of the questions that you may have. That's some of the questions that I have had. And the answer to both of these questions, of course, is it depends. And I'll first start by saying that animal proteins are considered complete proteins, which means they have all of the amino acids that your body needs. Now, some of the plant-based proteins are complete and some of them are not complete. However, you may see them combined so that they create a complete set of amino acids. So going back to why so many and which one do you choose? Well, the variety of proteins provides options for those of us who have allergies to dairy or lactose intolerant, for those who want vegan options, for those who find that they have adverse effects when they consume certain types of protein. These different types of proteins just provide so many different options. Now, having so many options, as I said earlier, can be very overwhelming. But if you identify what your specific needs are, then you can think about the different categories I mentioned and do some research on the ones that may work for you. So with all that being said, do I recommend adding protein powder to your diet or protein supplement? I always recommend getting protein from whole foods, but I know that that is not always possible. So with that, I absolutely recommend having a protein powder in your lineup as a go-to. Now, with that being said, and I said that a lot, but with that being said, here are a few things that I want you to consider when choosing a protein powder supplement. The first thing I want you to remember is to do your research when it comes to the ingredients of the protein that you choose. So taking it back to me and my love affair of the protein that I had for 15 years, it had a few ingredients that I now know played a key role in that bloated food baby that I was carrying around. And one of those ingredients was maltodextrin. And I said that really quickly, but it's spelled maltodextrin. And it's a food additive that can cause side effects such as gas and diarrhea and bloating and flatulence. And unfortunately, I was experiencing all of these things. Now, there are other side effects to that food additive, but the point I want to make here is for you to be a detective when it comes to the ingredients of the protein powder that you select. Generally speaking, you want the least amount of ingredients as possible. Again, that's generally speaking, but you really want to make sure that you're doing the research on the ingredients. Number two, which is a piggyback to the first one that I just said is, but I really wanted to make this one a separate point, is be on the lookout for added sugar in your protein. If you're like me, you want your protein to taste good, which is probably why it took me so long to break up with my old protein. Because, ladies, it was the bomb. It was really, really good tasting. I could add into Greek yogurt. I could add it into just about everything, and it just had such a great taste. But it was literally bombing my stomach. Like, pun intended, it literally was. But seriously, taste is important, but not at the risk of adding unnecessary sugars, because there are other ways to improve the taste of protein. You can add cinnamon and nutmeg and allspice and even ginger. There are some green smoothies that I've been absolutely loving these days, and I've been using unflavored protein. I've been adding mint and cucumber and ginger, lemon, pineapples, and papaya. And when I say these are the bomb, they really are, because they have a fresh and refreshing taste to them. It's a totally different type of protein smoothie for me, and it's definitely better on my stomach. So the third thing I want you to consider is choosing a protein that is third-party tested. Since protein is classified as a supplement, it is not regulated, and really many of our supplements, they're not regulated by the Food and Drug Administration like our food is. So if you're in the States, look for certification of a third-party testing from a trusted source like USP or NSF when you're buying your protein or any supplements in, for that matter. And the last thing that I want you to consider is that I know that we are all time-starved, and protein drinks and supplements in general are a great way for us to get the nutrients that we need very quickly. However, use protein powder and drinks as a supplement to whole foods and not to replace several meals a day. Now, you can, and I have used them as meal replacements by adding additional macronutrients such as carbohydrates, healthy fats, and fiber, but I don't recommend drinking protein shakes as your main source of nutrients for the same reasons that I talked about earlier in the podcast. So again, taking all of that into consideration, I recommend using protein powders as a way to ensure you are meeting your specific protein goals and your nutritional goals overall, and most importantly, using them as a supplement. Okay, so I'm gonna jump off of my protein soapbox, ladies, and close out this episode. But before I do, I wanted to let you know that I have one-on-one coaching spots. If you need some nutritional support like protein intake, general nutrition support, or accountability with your weight loss goals, working with me, you'll get the balance of knowledge and support based on your needs in your current season of life. You will not get a cookie cutter approach when you're working with me. We'll also have weekly one-on-one coaching sessions, and you'll have access to me daily to answer questions or provide feedback. So schedule a call with me by clicking the link in the show notes. All right, love, that is all, says the clock on the wall. And I will leave you with this quote by Joyce Meyer, who said, "I believe that the greatest gift you can give your family and the world is a healthy you." And with that, until the next episode, take the very best care of capital YOU. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.